Hi, this is Mike with Christmas Music 24/7, and I am talking with Dennis Jennings, also known as Celestial Image. Thanks very much for calling me tonight.
Well, thank you for playing me, for Pete's sake. I've been thrilled.
Your CD's been on the station for, I don't know, a month and a half now or so? It's called Celestial Christmas, and it's very soothing. It's very nice music. It just kind of relaxes me even more than a lot of the regular Christmas music does.
Well, I designed it to sort of start off kind of slow and soothing and then work faster and faster and faster till New Year's Eve when pull out all the stops.
Do you have a favorite song off the CD?
Gee, I would have to say, because it's mine, that would be Christmas in the Mall.
Right.
And the other thing that stands out about that is that it is totally computer composed.
Oh, really?
I basically set everything up, and I programmed the way I want the different music theory to happen, and then I pressed the button just like rolling the dice till I got a winner, and it didn't really take that long. So it was just, well, the computer composed the piece and was like, yeah, this sounds fine, and just been tremendously popular. I've been surprised even, and then I thought, it's like, you know, that really is the first commercial piece that was totally computer composed.
Right.
I had very little to do with it.
So it's a program you wrote, or what type? It wasn't just like a keyboard type thing plugged to a computer. It actually wrote it itself?
Yeah.
Wow.
It basically it takes the bass and the melody and the lines, and then you're doing basically the same thing that you do when you're improvising or composing a piece, but it's just the computer's doing all the tedious work, which is fine with me. And it's a winner.
Yeah.
So it's really sort of just one of those, like, one in a million chances, and it just really worked. And since that time, I've been working on that process. But I can't think of another a song that's been played as much as that song has that is computer composed. A lot of people don't even realize that because it bores them when I tell them.
What year was that?
Somewhere around 1999 to year 2000.
Wow, so that's ancient. You know, nowadays you think computers can do anything, but you know, 8 years ago, that's a big deal.
It really was, well, MP3 was such a big deal, basically putting music on the net. And, I just saw it as like, wow, what a great opportunity for independent musicians and sort of a way of doing it yourself and not having to go through all the hassle of a record company and everything.
Right.
And it might work.
So are you a full-time musician now?
Not quite, but hopefully closing in.
Yeah. So is it a hobby, more a hobby, or more a second job?
Gee, it really is. It's not a hobby.
Okay.
No, no. It's way past being a hobby. I had previously worked in planetariums, and they've kind of changed. And pretty much in the 80s, everything went film, and the actual planetarium instruments were becoming less and less. So different bureaucratic thing. Oh, God, it's a long, sad story. I basically started in that field as an electronic music composer and picked up basically like Star Machine programming and multimedia and the film. And then it was like, well, gee, go back to what you're good at, and that's electronic music. So that's what I've been doing.
So how many different CDs have you put out?
Well, when it was mp3.com, I put out several virtual CDs, and then they would basically handle the CDs, do the inventorying and distribution, and, you know, it was basically when people would buy it, they would make it. It was like a system that I thought was way ahead of its time. The Celestial Christmas CD that I've just put out really is my first real traditional CD. I am on iTunes and all the other digital download services. I think there's like I know I'm on at least 12, and then there's like one even in Poland, in Tyria.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't even know where I'm at. But just putting it out on CD was just basically a way for me to put it in a package so that I can send it to people like yourself and other radio and media people to listen to.
Okay. Was it hard to get listed in all these different services like iTunes? I would think they're all mega companies, you know, Apple being enormous, and they would only be interested in the big names.
This is a very difficult thing for independent musicians. It's sort of like a glass ceiling where the majors and like the media have such a stranglehold on you know what people can hear that you have to look for alternative sources. Internet radio has been great. Other media to get heard and to get known. I said one of the problems is lots of people hear me every day. Very few people know who I am because these different places that play me don't have DJs that say, well, now we're playing, you know, so-and-so.
Right.
And so it's like, it's one of these things, it's like, it's great to be played that much.
Right.
It kind of hurts because you're unknown. It's frustrating, but
yeah.
You just have to take it in stride and try and work through and around it.
Mm-hmm. Is satellite radio having any kind of impact?
I would say no. I feel that satellite is still pretty much linked to the major labels, so that you're hearing pretty much the same people that you hear. And, you know, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not being played on satellite radio. So that's sort of my gauge, but, internet radio has been good to me.
Very good.
And I thank you, Michael.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Do you have any new projects coming up?
Yes, I do. You can hear it on my website, celestial-image.com. I do other music besides Christmas music, and I sort of want to, you know, branch that out more and get that popular as my Christmas music because, but frankly, I'll tell you, there was just something magic about Celestial Christmas, and, I mean, I don't understand it truly. No, it's true. It's just... A lot of music I'll put a great deal of effort in, and I think this is just really incredible. And then people say, I love this. And I especially like a song that I did on Celestial Christmas that took me just a very, very small amount of time to make. One of those is O Come Ska Ye Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought that was very good. And then I was looking on Grogster, and Napster, just to see if I was there. And here I find, like, O Come Ska Ye Faithful being passed back and forth like crazy. And I'm just like, I didn't think it was that good.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, if it's being pirated, that means it's got to be good because pirates don't take bad stuff.
Right. Did the pirating bother you?
Gee, you know, that's such a mixed bag. I have mixed emotions about that. It's like I really like that so many people are hearing me, but you know it's like you know I have to pay taxes, buy groceries, other things. That you know it's like geez, if I had just like a fraction of that, it would have been it's easier. But then you know you also say, well, it can also be promotional too, and people that probably wouldn't buy me, at least hear me. So I just sort of have to go along with that. I personally am, you know, right in the mix too. And so I just don't quite know how to feel about that. It was sort of interesting, but you know, sort of disturbing. I mixed emotions on that.
Right.
I would like to mention my website,
okay,
which is celestial-image.com. I have quite a bit of things you can buy and a lot of things that you can, you know, download for free.
Oh, okay.
I try to, you know, to keep a lot of things for free, and you know, it's like if you can't afford it, great. Just download it, take it, do whatever you want with it. I don't mind. I try to be, you know, it's sort of like the musician in me really just wants to be heard.
Right.
The commercial side, gee, buying just anything, even like one tune on one of the download services or any like other stuff, is sort of like a tip, which sort of says you appreciate it.
Right.
And what can I say? Rather, I always hated musicians coming out, buy my CD, buy my CD. It just kind of makes me cringe.
Right.
But, you know, it's difficult being a musician and a businessman. It's a weird mix.
Right.
But you sort of have to do it.
Yeah.
God, I love it. I really love, like, iTunes because people can just, like, select one
mm-hmm.
song.
Right.
Because my CD is so varied.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of an eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to mention.
Oh, okay.
I am working with a guitarist named Rick Callister.
Okay.
And the links are on the site.
Okay. And what do you think that project will be coming out?
Oh, digitally, early next year.
Okay.
And then I don't know when we'll make a CD.
Right.
It basically took me 6 years to make a CD of Christmas music.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of one of these things where you say, I'm doing it a little bass backwards.
Right.
But it's just, you know, maybe this is the way because I'm already, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
For these different, like, digital download services to process you.
Oh, yeah.
So that if you come out with your CD first,
right,
all these people, it's like they probably won't find you on, like, iTunes or anything else.
Right.
So I said, well, gee, it sort of has been working out pretty well, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So do you get, like, monthly reports from iTunes or different places saying, you know, how many purchases of each song there have been?
Yeah, it all comes through CD Baby.
Oh, okay.
It's basically this little service for indie musicians that has, like, mushroomed.
Oh, yeah?
And, gosh, they've been very good to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like baseball has been very good to me. But, you know, it's been, they've been able to get my music on all these digital download places that I would have never even heard of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Interia in Poland, I wouldn't know.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no way that I could find or hear, but now these people are coming to them. They're basically like the clearinghouse for that. And it's been great that just previously didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, this is a recent development. I am now, this happened after I sent you the CD. I am now on TouchTunes digital jukeboxes across the North American continent. The entire Christmas CD.
What is TouchTunes? I'm not familiar with that.
It's tied in with AT&T, so there's some type of, like, cell phone tie in there.
Oh, okay.
And then it also is for, like, different bars and restaurants that have jukeboxes.
Mm-hmm.
They're digital. They're tied into, like, one database, and then the individual places select the music that they want.
Oh.
And so I'm in their database, and so that, you know, I don't know where I am exactly, but there's supposed to be, like, 20,000 sites across everywhere from Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
so
yeah.
Getting on the jukebox is... It's kind of a big deal, especially
yeah,
for me.
Right.
One thing I sort of kept in mind when I was, first of all, that Celestial Christmas was a lot of fun to do.
Uh-huh.
And what I was basically doing was using my computer programs to rearrange those tunes in different sort of styles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just having fun with it.
Right.
And so it was just sort of like, well, what would happen if I take Oh Come All Ye Faithful and put it in this like reggae ska style?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, you know, they're just like little experiments.
Right.
Let me make this sound like a music box. Let's see, what can I do in a hip-hop style? You know, what would be more techno, and how can I do these traditional Christmas tunes differently?
Right.
And that's what I did. That's all I can say. I was just having fun.
Yeah, well, that's great. Okay, I've got 12 questions I'd like to ask you. I'm just going to list out a couple things, and just tell me your first thought is the right answer.
Okay.
Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Real.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
Well, it's got to be after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas Day.
Do you prefer instrumental or vocal music?
Instrumental.
Traditional or contemporary music?
Oh, you're stretching me. That's a...
Or your own style?
You've got me betwixt things here. I'm going to say both.
Okay.
I'm influenced by both. I'm influenced
right.
by thing.
Okay. What goes on top of the tree, a star or an angel?
Star.
Do you prefer Rudolph or Frosty?
Rudolph.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Fruitcake.
Classical music or jazz?
Classical.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
Oh, way after.
Do you prefer the night before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Night before Christmas.
And M&M's, plain or peanut?
Plain.
Okay, that's it. Those are the 12 questions of Christmas. Okay, well, your music is on Christmas Music 24/7. You can also listen to it at iTunes and other places like CD Baby. And go ahead and visit celestial-image.com.
Oh, and thank you. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great holiday this season, Michael.
Thanks. You too, Dennis.